Welcome to the Start Empire Wire Founders Podcast, where we make entrepreneurial founders a top priority. Each episode features risk takers, business builders, community shapers, institutional and government supporters in our local startup ecosystem. Tune in weekly to hear all about what's happening with the movers and the shakers of Southern California's Inland Empire and beyond. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Founders Podcast. Today we are here with none other than Maritza Gomez. She, as you know, or maybe you don't know, is the person who is over Nabo Inland Empire. However, she also is the founder of MG Custom Printing. So I want Maritza to go ahead and introduce herself, tell us all about who you are, give us your introduction.
Thank you so much, Barrios. Yes, for those of you that know me, hello. For those of you that don't, I look forward to meeting you in person one day. As Barrios mentioned, my name is Maritza Gomez. I am the owner and founder of MG Custom Printing. We are a digital merchandise printing company. We print on merchandise for other entrepreneurs, other artists. I am also the current chapter president for NABO Inland Empire, and NABO stands for National Association of Women Business Owners, and the Inland Empire chapter. And on another note, I'm also a business counselor with the Inland Empire Women's Business Center.
That's right.
Yes, I'm all over the place, but as long as we're helping the community, you know, I'm all for it.
Awesome. So Maritza, you have been really involved in the local Inland Empire business scene. Last year you were recognized and given an award of some type. Tell us about that.
It was a recognition, but it was through, not to toot my own horn or anything, but, you know, I have various recognitions.
Yeah.
But the most current one was from the National Latina Business Woman, NLBWAIE. I was the nominee for the Business Woman of the Year. Unfortunately, I didn't take home the actual big award, but it's the recognition that counts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we recognized you, and we wrote an article over that event, so your name was in, it has been on our website several times, you know, at Start Empire Wire, and so now we're getting this official interview. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is young Maritza growing up, and you know, what brought you to the place where you wanted to create a startup, be in business for yourself?
Yeah, well, that's, I don't think nobody has really asked me, you know, who was young Maritza? Young Maritza was this very timid girl that she would rather hang out with little kids than kids her own age. Very quiet. But, you know, throughout the years, I think as many of us, we find our voice. But I came to the U.S. when I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
I went to elementary here, high school, middle school. So pretty much the U.S. is my second home, or it's considered my home.
Yes.
Because I don't remember much of my life in Mexico, mm-hmm. at least not yet. So I tell people I was reborn when I came to the U.S. Mm. I came as a lot of people my age, or a lot of the stories that you hear sometimes on the news, I was considered what society calls undocumented or a dreamer. Mm-hmm. I still found ways to get educated. I made sure that my mom always said, you know, you have to make sure that you're educated.
Right.
That you educate yourself, because that was one of the reasons why she wanted us to come here, to find a better education and a better life.
Yeah, yes.
So even in high school, I found out, not I found out, but, you know, the realization hit, like, you know, you can't go and apply to get scholarships because you're undocumented. Mm-hmm. But I still, I've always found ways. I mean, there's always a way to in everything. Just because
right.
people say, No, you can't. I mean, you have to find your yes people.
Yes.
I found ways to continue my education right after high school, even though it took me longer than your traditional students to get at least an associate. It took me about 9 years just to get my associate's degree. Then, thankfully, there were some changes in the laws. Thanks to the California Dream Act, I was able to go back to school to work on my bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
And I did that. I was able to get my bachelor's degree in 2016 from Cal State San Bernardino. So just a quick time frame. I graduated high school in 1999.
Yeah.
And I finished my education in 2016.
Hey, you know what? You finished it. A lot of people don't even finish it. Like, so you finished it. Tenacity.
Yes, definitely. And all that while being undocumented. Mm. So, I mean, the reason I started...
there's no handicap. There's no handicap, right?
No. So if I was able to start my business, get an education while being undocumented, anybody out there, you know, your current situation shouldn't limit you from what you want to do. You just have to... It's not your time yet. You just have to get all of your I like to explain it as you're still growing, but you're growing your roots. Mm-hmm. So when it's your time to blossom, you're gonna start growing upwards. And instead of saying, well, I should wait, or it's not the right time, go and get that, you know, attend that networking event, attend that workshop, you know, you're going at your own pace.
It's okay to be a late bloomer.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I started MG Custom Printing as a need because of my immigration status. There were a lot of different changes in the law that didn't allow me to work or to legally work. And I decided, well, the only way that I can continue to feel like I'm contributing to society, to my household, is by creating a job for myself. And that's what I did with MG Custom Printing.
It's freaking awesome. Yeah, so, I mean, we always hear of the tenacious stories of people who have come into the United States and they have built the life, while people who may have grown up here, they're just like, you know, they're not as tenacious. Let's just put it that way. So, man, big kudos to you. Let me ask you, what need does your startup meet? Custom printing? What does it all meet? Yeah.
Well, the need that my business is meeting for the community, I mean, you would hit people hear printing like right away. They think of paper printing. Yeah, there's plenty of companies out there that do paper printing. Your local Staples or your local Office Depot do paper printing. But the printing that we do is on merchandise. So we're printing on merchandise that can be used for promotional purposes.
Yes.
But also for everyday use. As souvenirs. I'm helping. Our mission is to contribute to the growth of entrepreneurs and creators by providing digital printing solutions with low minimums. Okay. So I allow other businesses, if they have a design that they really want to put on a mug, on merch to sell, or on graphic designers or on artists, for them to buy a mug from me, turn around and resell it. So at the same time, we're both growing. You know, I'm growing as a business owner and they're adding additional income to their product line.
What's the volume normally that you require for certain runs? Because I'm a graphic designer as well by trade.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So you're going to understand a lot of the things that I'm going to talk about. Perfect. My minimum is 36.
Okay.
And you can mix and match your designs.
Nice.
With other companies, in order for... Oh, and I give the best price at 36.
Yeah.
So whether you order 36 or you order 100, it's still going to be the same price. Where my online competitors, I believe you can only order one design and you have to order like hundreds in order to get that price break.
Right.
Yeah.
And are you doing booklets, magazines, and things like that as well?
No. So it's merchandise.
Just the merch. Okay.
Merchandise.
So like bags and t-shirts and
mouse pads, journals.
Oh, cool. Okay. That's cool. So awesome. So give us a few examples of some of the entrepreneurs locally that you've partnered with and you've worked with on, you know, printing out merch and maybe conventions you've done. Give us a few examples of those.
Yeah, of course. So my biggest audience are those artists that, you know, they're either digital artists or they put their creations on canvases and they make prints, they make buttons and so on. So yes, they are my biggest customers. They do pop-ups, you know, I usually tell them, so they're, yeah, maybe if you do, if you've been to some of the local pop-ups,
yes,
you've seen people selling mugs, you know, it's a 50-50 chance that mug printed by us. Yes.
That's cool. The pop-ups are going crazy around here. Like, there's so many pop-ups. I've been following these pop-up accounts like crazy on Instagram.
Yes. Yeah, so, well, that's actually how we started our business. We started doing pop-ups.
Okay, tell us about that.
Yeah, so since I was still a student, and maybe I didn't mention that, I started the business in 2014 whilst I was a student at Cal State San Bernardino.
Okay.
Now that I think of those days, it's like, I don't know where I found the tenacity to do this, but
you did it.
I did it. Yes. I was doing pop-ups on the weekends, going to school during the week, doing my homework during the pop-ups.
Wow.
But you know, I was out there promoting my business, promoting my service. My first pop-up was at the Uplands Farmers Market in 2014.
Okay.
I always like to share that story to kind of give people like a visual. I had a table, one of those 6-foot tables. I had a borrowed tablecloth and a table runner. And I only had maybe 6 items on my table. And that was it.
Wow.
When you see all these pop-ups, you know, they have all these props around them, all this merchandise. But that's how I started. The next time I went, I took an easy up. I had homemade business cards.
Hey.
I went to Staples, or I had craft paper. And if you're a crafter, you know that those edges are very fussy.
Yeah.
So those were my business cards.
You know, no shame. It's always a beginning, right?
Yes. Yes. I had a homemade poster.
Nice.
I mean, my booth looked like a project, like if it was a school project.
That's freaking awesome.
I kept showing up. I mean,
did you land any business that first time?
Not the first time.
Uh-huh.
But what I kept telling myself and anybody that went to help me, like, I'm promoting my business.
Right.
I'm giving people those, I'm planting those seeds of what can I print on these mugs?
Yes.
What can I print on the merchandise? And I did land two small accounts,
yes,
which was like, I was really grateful.
Very awesome.
And then from there, I started printing my own designs on merchandise so people can actually take home what was printed. And it actually took maybe about 3 years.
Okay.
For me to actually find my niche or my specific target market for my retail side, because I do retail and I do wholesale.
Okay. And who is the niche for the wholesale? Who is the target market for the retail?
So for wholesale is those business owners or creators that that want to have their own designs printed on merchandise for them to turn around and resell.
Yes.
And then on my retail is the Latino community.
Nice.
I have Spanglish designs or Spanglish sayings printed on mugs.
Oh, that's cool.
Codes. Yeah, because I mean, we are the fastest, one of the fastest growing demographics.
Yeah.
And at that time, these bigger chains weren't targeting us. So I'm pretty sure now you can go to a big store and find something in Spanish. I mean, in hopes that it's made by a Hispanic or Latino creator, mm-hmm. You really can't.
But you've got a little bit of a corner on the market there too. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah. The Inland Empire startup ecosystem industry is tremendously fragmented. A few top-tier hubs, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego, are well covered by media, events, and data platforms. Finding reliable information relevant to startups or the tech industry in the Inland Empire is extremely difficult. As a result, startups can't scale fast enough. Investors are having a hard time finding the right deals, and corporates can't find the right companies to partner with for their innovation activities. Start Empire Wire, the leading Inland Empire startup publication, is providing the Inland Empire startup ecosystem with the most accurate, engaging business and financial data, events, and news. Our reach of entrepreneurs, C-level executives, angels, VC investors, startup employees, key management at innovative corporates, and big tech is the solution for your B2B or B2C needs. As you build out our platform, we're looking for partners. This is your opportunity to get in on the ground level. If you're looking to align yourself with the local and growing startup and tech ecosystem of the Inland Empire, we have created the platform to get your name noticed and the opportunity for you to grow the recognition of your brand. Contact us today for availability and pricing options. We look forward to our partnership with you. That's very awesome. Okay, so you are doing wholesale, you're doing retail. Now tell us about the growth of, you know, from the beginning. I know you already touched a little bit of to where you are now, you know, so you're being recognized, give us that background.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go back to that timid Maritza, that, pretty quiet. I've never really liked sales, or at least being that salesperson. Mm-hmm. I never really liked the pushy salespeople.
Oh, yeah.
But what I did, since I knew I was very quiet or an introvert, I started volunteering around the community where it was going to force me to talk to people.
That's really good.
Yes. And I actually started that at Cal State.
Okay.
Since my major was entrepreneurship. As you know, the entrepreneurship program is
Professor
amazing.
Stahl, were you one of his students?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's freaking awesome. Students.
Yes. I still remember that presentation. We had to give a presentation. Mm-hmm. And going back to me being an introvert, I actually stuttered during my presentation because I heard myself speak.
Oh, no.
Yes, and it's recorded. I know it's recorded. He sent me the recording, but Dr. Stahl, I never saw that recording. One day I will.
he's probably watching this interview too.
Yeah, so hi, Dr. Stahl. Thank you.
Shout out.
Yes. So it started as that. I started volunteering around my community where I would be forced to talk to people, and people would be forced to come and talk to me because I had the answers.
That's a good way.
I started doing that. I would go to any free or paid community event that I could just go out there and get myself out there. Pass out business cards left and right. And then I started making connections with people that I would receive Facebook friend requests. Okay. So I started, friending them. I created a professional Facebook where I would only share professional stuff.
Yes.
And then, one opportunity leads to another and so on. And I started saying yes to myself.
You started saying yes to yourself.
I started saying yes to myself.
That's really
even
good.
Though I had no clue what I was doing.
Yes.
But at the same time, like, I'm learning, you know, it's part of the growth.
Yeah. And, you know, there is a, I don't know who said it. Actually, I read a lot of, I listen to a lot of audiobooks. One of the guys who I listen to, his name is Grant Cardone. Love the guy. But he had one of his rules, he says, like, always say yes, you know? Mm-hmm. That's really powerful, too, because yes unlocks a lot of things. Like, even if you can't immediately fulfill it, just say yes, you know, just, and of course fulfill, you know, but yeah, that's great. So, okay. So tell us about, okay. So you were going out volunteering. You made a lot of connections, building up your network. Would you recommend that to college students today? And like, would you recommend anything else? Cause I mean, I think that's great advice. If so.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely if you're a college student, regardless of your age, cause I know college students can be different age. There's a different demographic.
Right.
Yeah, volunteer. There's always opportunities at your university, in your community. You want to start building that network. So once you graduate, you're already known in the community for something.
That's
even
so
if
good.
Even if you're the person that's always showing up and to clean up after an event, you know, people, you may not think that people are not watching or that they're not seeing you, but they are. People are looking at you. So networking is super, extremely important. It should be on your top to do's.
Top to do. And you said it a little bit earlier as well. You said you were planting seeds. You said you saw it as planting seeds. And I think that can be for pretty much anything we do, right? Every action is like a seed. So eventually they're going to see that return. Even if they're volunteering, they may not see that immediate return, but they will see it. Yeah, that's really, really good. All right, so Marissa, tell us about the current stage that your startup is in right now, and what are some of the needs of your startup?
Yeah, well, my, and I know I got a little distracted because I started doing pop-ups. I was a student, so I was a home-based business when I was doing pop-ups for, I wanna say, maybe 5-6 years.
Yes.
I would do all the printing from home. So we do our printing in-house. Mm. So meaning we print our own stuff here in Riverside.
Nice.
I started outgrowing my home at the end of like 2019. There was boxes everywhere. Sometimes I'm glad my neighbors didn't call the cops on me. We're getting commercial deliveries in a residential area.
Oh yeah.
For getting almost midnight customer pickups.
Well, they think you were doing drugs or selling drugs.
Yes. So I am so grateful for my neighbors that they knew I was
printing
and I was delivering mugs. That's M-U-G-S. Okay, people, M-U-G-S. So we started our growing my home. And at the same time in 2019, I was privileged enough to be able to adjust my status.
Nice.
So adjusting my immigration status actually opened up more, or adjusting my status allowed those seeds that I was planting to blossom.
Nice. Yeah. Yes.
So I incorporated the business.
Very awesome.
I had that history as a business owner already. So I could get business credit. So at the end of 2019, I started going forward and taking the leap on calling commercial spaces.
That's right.
I found one. It was actually the only one that I had seen. And I said, yes. I signed the paperwork at the end of 2019 in December, my move-in date.
Woo.
No, I take that. I always miss that pandemic year.
It's
2020.
Like the lost year. It's like the lost year.
So let me rephrase. 2020, not 2019. So 2020.
I think we all forget about that year.
I think so. So during the pandemic, the business was still, you know, printing left and right. I signed my lease documents in November, December. So my nice. Move-in date was going to be February 2021.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, I moved into a commercial space, a 1400 warehouse.
Nice.
Where once I saw all of the boxes and some of my clients would come, they would say, "You had all this at your house?" I would say,
yeah,
shamefully and proudly, yes.
you got to make the best with what you have as an entrepreneur. That's what I love about entrepreneurship is that you're not hindered at any level. No. You're only hindered by your level of tenacity and your level of ability to, you know, want to innovate, you know? And so I think, yeah, good on
So we're in our, we signed another lease for 2 more years when our lease, because it was only a 1 year lease when it expired in February. So now we're here for 2 more years.
Okay.
We're still continuing to grow, to learn.
Is it is it a space where customers come visit you there? Okay. Where are you guys at? What's the location?
We are located in Riverside, 2001 Third Street. Kansas and Third Street.
Unit awesome. B as in boy. Yeah. Awesome. That's super awesome. Okay, and at this point, you've moved into the building. You just got a new printer.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, what is that? Is that a large format? What is it?
It is. It's okay. It's what I like to call a big girl printer.
Nice.
I say that because with sublimation, the other process that I use, it's still small format. So okay. I mean, I was able to run it from home.
Nice.
But now I have a UV printer.
Oh, cool.
So I'm able to print on more items, foam boards, on wood, metal.
Wow.
Glass. And it's a flat printer though. You know, on tumblers. So it opens up the possibilities a little bit more for me and then for my clients as well. But I mean, yeah, it's
so like signage printer. Signage, you'll be able to print signage and stuff like that, or
that's a different printer. Different, so I'm printer. Able to okay. do the foam boards because it's a foam flat boards. Printer okay. it doesn't have a roller,
right?
So like those yard signs that you see, you know,
oh where, yes, you know. Like real estate signs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
The real estate signs, like the phone boards that people would get sometimes printed for to recognize somebody at an award ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah, things like that. So I'm able to do it for both those people that need that marketing material, but for somebody that wants to print their own design and then resell it as merchandise.
Oh, that's very cool. That's very cool. All right. So now, what are the current needs now that you got your new printer and all that? What are the current needs that you can foresee or that you have for your startup?
The current needs. Let me see. I really wasn't too ready for this question, but I'm hoping to. My biggest need is I'm hoping to push my retail more. Business.
Okay.
More, yes. As many of you know, and I'm actually going to put in a plug for them, the Chicano Art Center opened here in downtown Riverside.
Right.
So I'm, and my items are targeted towards the Latino community. So like, yes. You know, they kind of go together. I created a postcard, which I did print, you know, I outsourced the printing. And it's a greeting card, a postcard, excuse me. And it says, "Saludos desde Riverside."
Okay.
So my current need now is more for that Latino, the Latino community that wants something that's personalized, that speaks to them, that represents them to give to somebody else here in that community. I mean, nice. I don't know if that really answers the question, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a great answer. One of the things I want to ask you as well is, have you ever met Juan Navarro from Eastside Art House?
I haven't.
Okay.
I follow him. I follow the page. I mean, and they're the art house. I live in the Eastside neighborhood. So.
Okay. So they're right next. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to connect you guys because I think maybe there could be a connection there for you. I think that'd be really awesome.
Definitely. And I know one of my clients is, he's an artist there, or like a, I don't know what they call them.
Yeah.
But he goes in there and creates, you know, his artwork. Well, his own personal art, but he uses it in his space.
I know the artist from the art house do pop-ups around, around Riverside. So, I mean, like that's a possible partnership that you could have for each artist who comes into the art house pop up. I don't know. We don't want to say too much because he's going to be on the podcast too.
And awesome.
Yeah, he's going to be on the podcast. We've already, well, we haven't published, but we've already recorded his podcast. So,
oh, perfect. Yeah. I look forward to listening and watching theirs as well. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So now, short-term goals, two immediate short-term goals for MG printing.
Okay, so then short-term could be considered, you know,
within this year.
So within this year is to really push our retail side. I have an intern from CSUSB that's helping me during the summer.
That's cool.
I'm gonna have a marketing short term is to reach those 1,000 TikTok followers.
There we go.
We need those.
Yes. Okay. So you're trying to get to 1,000, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Because TikTok is hot.
It's going to open up that live feature on TikTok. At least, you know, who knows if that changes.
That's true. No. Why not go live on Instagram too?
Yeah. Well, on Instagram, I do have a lot of followers.
Okay.
I think I have a little over 5,000.
Yes. Wow. That's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So if you're on TikTok, you can follow me under Mug Dealer Jefa. That's my retail.
Mug Dealer.
Mug. M-U-G, okay?
Okay.
M-U-G. Jefa. It translates to Mug Boss.
Okay,
Mug
cool.
Mug Dealer Boss.
Mug Dealer Boss. Hey.
Yeah, but in Spanish, Mug Dealer Jefa.
Dealer, have fun. Okay.
So those are my short term. In future, I mean,
we're gonna
really
go for future 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years. What do you see yourself in 3 years?
Okay, in 3 years, I see myself moving out of my lease and into my own commercial property.
Nice, nice.
That I own, that I don't have to ask for permission to to paint or to do something outside. 5 years, continue hopefully in that commercial space, or maybe even open a creative space for creators and entrepreneurs that are starting businesses similar to mine.
Okay.
Where they have the tools or the equipment that they need if they don't have the space at home. You know, not everybody's privileged enough to have a space at home or to live in a home where they have the space to run their business. Owners run their space from their living room or their car. So that's my goal, to have that. And in 10 years, which I won't share what that goal is, but I really have another business idea in mind. That same is going to help the community, because I'm all about community. I like to say that, you know, a lot of people say that they're self-made, that they made it on their own, but I'm community-made. My community makes me. If it wasn't for my community supporting me, whether it's through a podcast, invitation to speak, through a pop-up, you know,
I wouldn't
be here. Yeah. So I want something that I can give back to the community where it's just going to continue to grow our communities, our Inland Empire, not only, you know, Riverside, but the Inland Empire.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that does for the questions, Marisa. Where can people, please tell us two things. Where can people find you at, online and offline? And then Do you guys currently have anything going on you want to let people know about?
Yes, so you can find me on LinkedIn, Maritza Gomez, but for the business, MG Custom Printing, and you can see the spelling under my right here under my face, my picture. But I'm on Instagram and on Facebook, and on if you are on TikTok, I would love it if you follow me under Mug Dealer Hefa. We are on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook as well. For Nabo, we actually do have an event coming up.
Nabo?
That's good. Nabo, yes.
Okay.
We have our installation. That's going to be on the 21st. And it's going to be with our one of our sponsors and a community partner as well, AMPAC Business AMPAC, Capital. Yeah. AMPAC. So, yes, it's going to be at their new location in Ontario.
Very cool.
So, you know, if you're seeing this before the 21st, you know, I would welcome you to attend.
Yes.
But also check out our website, nabo-ie.org.
Okay.
We have some amazing things planned throughout the Inland Empire, not only, you know, in Riverside County or San Bernardino County. We're actually hoping to expand to the Coachella Valley area. Very as cool. well.
And tell us about the joy you get from working, doing the Nabo stuff.
Well, everything that I do aligns. You know, yes. Everything is like business related. My business, Nabo, the Inland Empire Women's Business Center. I get a joy and a satisfaction of knowing that I'm helping my community grow. I'm helping young Maritzas. I'm giving them a voice. I'm helping them find their voice. In their community on the national level, since Nabo is an advocacy organization for business owners. So it's just also being a positive light for the undocumented community.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a young Maritza, you should really, even if you're not a young Maritza, you should consider checking out the installation that's happening with Nabo Inland Empire. You should also follow Maritza online, follow MG Custom Printing online. Is there a website that they can go to as well? Okay, yes. What is the website?
So both, it's mgcustomprinting.com. That's the wholesale. And then of course there's a website for Mug Dealer Hefa as well. Mugdealerhefa.com.
Mug Dealer with an M. Ladies and gentlemen, so we're so grateful to have you on here. Thank you. I really appreciate that you had me on Nabo's platform as well. And we will continue to work together in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just had the opportunity to tune into another version of the Founders Podcast. Be sure you click that like button, subscribe to the YouTube channel, or on iTunes and whatever podcast platform you're listening on, please subscribe and give us a rating. Once again, thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Maritza, for being a part of this. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
Adios.